I am going to keep this one short because this one is a no-brainer. This is something that even the Democrats have to acknowledge that this is the case. This is the truth, what I'm about to tell you. They have proposed a $2 trillion, quote-unquote, infrastructure bill. This is not an infrastructure bill. This is the precursor to the Green New Deal. There is no way around it. And I think that if you were to present them with facts, them being Democrats, mainstream media, big tech, leftists in general, if you were to present them with the facts from the bill, they would say, oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. That's what it is. You're right. You got us. You know, we're cool with that. We want it out there in public anyway. Why even pretend like this is an infrastructure bill, especially considering that only 5% of this infrastructure bill is going to help roads and bridges, which was kind of the whole point of the infrastructure project that was first proposed, a decade ago. Back then, it was Chuck Schumer calling for it. Then it was Donald Trump calling for it. But it never happened. Now, Joe Biden's calling for it, but they have dramatically changed it. This is the precursor to the Green New Deal. Now, here's something that I don't think a lot of people understand. The Green New Deal, this is not something that we've made up. This is something even from one of the architects of the Green New Deal, former AOC chief of staff, Saikat Chakrabarty. He went out and said, oh, you thought this was an environmental deal. Oh, you thought this had to do with climate change. No. This is an economic policy that we're talking about here with the Green New Deal. And the specific name of the policy itself that they won't ever say out loud because they don't want people to, well, they will eventually. They're getting ready to embrace it. But at least back then, 2-3 years ago, they were talking about it they weren't talking about it in terms of modern monetary theory, which is exactly what they're proposing with the Green New Deal. So what does all this have to do with the infrastructure? Okay. If the Green New Deal is really an economic policy, an economic plan, one that takes us into modern monetary theory, that forces us into de facto socialism, and that would actually technically destroy the country and force us into a globalist economy based upon the fact that if we ever do go down that road, that the dollar as the world reserve currency would no longer be real. The petrodollar would cease to exist. Countries would bail on us so fast, and then we would collapse under the accumulation of our own debt. That is not, you know, theoretical. That is exactly what would happen. And it would happen quickly. We're not talking years. We're talking at best months, if not weeks, if not days, after a proposed Green New Deal utilizing and embracing modern monetary theory were brought to pass. And unfortunately, what this is, this infrastructure bill that they're pushing, this is the precursor to that. This is setting the stage, so to speak. Okay, if Obamacare was setting the stage for Medicare for all, for single payer, for whatever iteration you want to call it, then this is essentially the Obamacare of the Green New Deal. This changes our focus. Out of $2 trillion, 5% goes to roads and bridges. You're probably asking, where's the bulk of it go? According to this article from WND, it's touted by President Biden as a, quote, once in a century infrastructure bill. But the $2 trillion spending plan actually allots only about 5% to roads and bridges, and just 25% of the bill, about $639 billion, funds basic infrastructure. According to, this isn't like, you know, they're not quoting, whatever, Zero Hedge or 100% Fed Up. They didn't get this off of InfoWars. This is according to the White House fact sheet itself. Only $25 billion is to be invested in airports and $17 billion for coastal ports, land ports of entry, and ferries. And I just want to state for the record that it bugs me to death now that we have entered that phase in American economic history where even a right-leaning publication like WND can use the word only in front of the words $25 billion. Crazy stuff. The bill, notes Breitbart News, features massive spending on climate change initiatives such as development for electric vehicles and charging stations, electric school buses and federal vehicles, and clean energy technology. And therein lies that foundation that I was talking about regarding the Green New Deal. This sets it up. If the Green New Deal is not about climate change, this infrastructure plan is about climate change, or at least not necessarily climate change itself, but the foundation for the greening of America. Now, people will say, what's wrong with greening of America? You know, do you not like clean air? You know, I mean, I'm not a quote unquote, anti-environmentalist. Okay. I believe in clean energy. Okay. I think we should be investing heavily in nuclear energy, which is the safest and cleanest, most cost-effective of the green energies. But you will find that the environmentalists, the Greta Thunbergs of the world, the AOCs of the world, they hate nuclear. Why? Because it makes too much sense. I'm not kidding. It makes too much sense. It pulls away from their push for expensive foundational changes through for solar, geothermal, wind. If they were really trying to save the environment, they were really trying to make an impact, then nuclear is the solution. Nuclear is the solution across the board for a lot of our challenges, especially with modern technology, with containment technology, with disposal technology at our hands. People, they use the, you know, Fukushima meltdown as reason to not go towards nuclear. That's ridiculous. Okay. Chernobyl, guys, Chernobyl was what, 30, 40 years ago. Okay. We figured things out a little bit better now, and we're not the Soviet Union either. We can and should be pushing for nuclear, but we're not. And that's curious, especially considering how green it is, but I don't want to get into that. Not now, not right this very second. We'll get some nuclear experts on with us here in the future to talk about that, because that is an important topic. But let's focus on this infrastructure bill. According to this WND article, the White House, dubbing it the American Jobs Plan, says the once-in-a-century capital investment in U.S. infrastructure will create, quote, millions of good-paying jobs and enable America to outcompete China by spending about 1% of GDP per year over the course of 8 years. Did they say shovel-ready jobs? I could have sworn this really sounds like something we've heard, oh, just a few years ago. Shovel-ready jobs, guys. We're gonna fix the economy and fix the roads and gonna dig ditches and it's gonna be great. Former Obama economic advisor Larry Summers said he's excited about the plan, but warned of inflation risks. Oh, really? Inflation? Now they're talking about inflation. I continue to be worried. This is Larry Summers. I continue to be very worried that the current fiscal monetary mix will overheat the economy. Ooh, imagine that. That's coming from a guy on the left. The Biden White House said the plan will be paid for by corporate tax hikes, raising the corporate rate from 21% to 28%. Okay, that's a bad, bad idea. Just right off the bat. You know, at least he didn't try to push for 35% like it was before. But 28%, that is enough of a change to stagnate the economy, to stagnate job growth at a time when we just don't need that, okay? We're finally starting to open up, and the lockdowns, to open up for business. We've lost so much, so many businesses, so many jobs, gone, poof, killed off by COVID-19 hysteria. And now he wants to raise corporate taxes, make it more challenging to do business here in the United States? I don't think so. Then again, nobody ever said that Biden's handlers were smart. They're clever, but they're not smart. Senator Rob Portman said he supports improving America's aging roads, bridges, ports, and other infrastructure, and we can do so in a bipartisan way, he said Wednesday. But the Biden way is too expensive and does not focus on actual, you know, infrastructure. Here's an infrastructure bill that doesn't actually focus very much on well. Infrastructure. Major items also include a $400 billion on expanding healthcare and $213 billion on affordable housing, research, training, and developmental programs. Healthcare in kills me. Other items, $50 billion in the National Science Foundation, creating a technology directorate that will collaborate with and build on existing programs across the government. $50 billion to create a new office at the Department of Commerce, you know, because we need new offices at all these various departments. $50 billion to create a new office at the Department of Commerce dedicated to monitoring domestic industrial capacity. $45 billion in the Environmental Protection Agencies. You know, I don't know who I'm going to vote for in 2024. I don't know who's going to be running. Okay. I don't know if Trump's going to run, DeSantis, whoever. But if somebody wants to win the Republican primary, pledge to get rid of the Environmental Protection Agency, take out the Department of Energy and the Department of Education while you're at it. And don't forget the names. Oops. $45 billion in the Environmental Protection Agency's Drinking Water State Revolving Fund and in Water Infrastructure Improvement for the Nation Act. $40 billion in upgrading research infrastructure in laboratories across the country. Okay, I can buy that one. Well, now I'm not even going to explain why. Remind me, somebody in the notes or the quotes or the comments, remind me to explain why I'm actually for upgrading research infrastructure, yes, at the federal level, and I can make a very good case as to why it's one of the very, 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 very few government expenditures that I could actually support as long as it's done the right way. That's for another time. $40 billion investment in a new dislocated workers program and sector-based training. $25 billion to help upgrade child care facilities and increase the supply of child care. Supply. Weird. You'd think that maybe a free market solution will be able to do that. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy and seeing too much mystery. Who knows? $14 billion in National Institute of Standards and Technology to bring together industry, academia, and government to advance technologies and capabilities critical to future competitiveness. Let me explain what that means. When they say they're bringing together industry, academia, and government, what they're saying is they're going to take industry, have them scolded by academia, and then have those scolds turned into regulations from government. Meanwhile, industry gets to sit there and just take it. $12 billion investment target funding to ensure new jobs created in clean energy, manufacturing, and infrastructure are open and accessible to women and people of color, because $10 billion investment in enforcement to ensure employers are providing workers with great good jobs, including jobs with fair and equal pay, safe and healthy workplaces, and workplaces free from racial, gender, and other forms of discrimination and harassment. You know, folks, we already have, just to be clear, we already have laws in place that prevent workplaces from discriminating or harassing based upon race, gender, and other forms of whatever discrimination. It's already there. It's already there. It's used. I'm going to take a drink of coffee. I'm starting to get blood pressure rise. Good stuff. Freedom First Coffee. Founders Blend. $10 billion investment for Civilian Climate Corps. $10 billion in the modernization, sustainability, and resilience of federal buildings. $5 billion increase in funding for the climate-focused research, and $5 billion over 8 years in support of evidence-based community violence prevention programs, because there's nothing, no greater threat to our infrastructure, our roads, our bridges, than, you know, community violence. Lord, give them discernment. Give me discernment, please. this is insane. Okay. Why call it an infrastructure bill? I mean, why? That's not what this is. This is just a massive spending bill that is a precursor. It's laying the groundwork for a very near future version of the Green New Deal, which is not a climate change based policy. It is an economic policy. This is fundamental. What we're seeing here is blatant. It's crystal clear. If we would just look, if people would just ask the right questions. And I'm not pointing fingers. I'm not trying to scold, you know, my listeners, my viewers, and say, you guys need to get out there and make demands. But they do need to know, they being Democrats, some Republicans, lawmakers in general, the press in general, they need to know that we're not stupid. Because here's the thing, and this is what I struggle with. Maybe we are. Maybe that's why there's so many problems in the world. Maybe there just are too many of us who are stupid, who are sheep, who will say, yeah, it's a $2 trillion infrastructure bill. I heard some guy, wait, you didn't have a problem with Trump's infrastructure bill? I said, well, first off, there was never a Trump infrastructure bill. It was a discussion, okay? It was something where he's saying, hey, you guys, get going on this. And, you know, they, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy are like, no, yeah, we'll get to that later. Maybe never at all. I mean, I do this show knowing that it's sometimes going to fall on deaf ears, that the time that we spend talking about this, researching it, producing it, that, you know, there's going to be other people out there who are saying different things. And I'm not going to say that I'm always right. Okay. I'm not a narcissist. My ego is fine, but it's not like so inflated that I have to, you know, oh, I'm right, they're wrong. It's not like that. But I do see too much emphasis placed on topics, discussions that just shouldn't be. Okay. Okay. There was a shoe, right? Lil Nas X, I think is the rapper's name. He had a company. They made these shoes, and there's a drop of blood in them. There's Satan shoes. They got pentagrams and inverted crosses on them or whatever. Okay, it was a publicity stunt. And yet I see so much attention being placed on that. Why? It was a publicity stunt. It was something like, hey, guys, I mean, it deserved maybe a mention. It deserved maybe, you know, a brief article pointing out the news aspect of it. But I see so many conservative commentators, podcasters, show hosts out there dedicating 10, 20, 30, 50 minutes, over an hour on this shoe. Meanwhile, we have a $2 trillion infrastructure bill that has so little to do with infrastructure. And all it takes is for these conservative movements, for these thought leaders to say stuff, to talk about this. I get frustrated because I know I can see what's important. People send me tips all the time. They go to NOQ report. They click on the contact button. They say, hey, check this out. Check that out. Check this out. Those emails go directly to me. Sometimes it's really good tips. Sometimes it's not. I try to determine what's good and what's not. What is important, what's not. I'm not looking for outrage. I'm not looking for ratings. I just want to spread the truth. Talk about this. This is the precursor to the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal is a pathway to modern monetary theory, which will destroy the United States of America. This is big news. Not sneakers. It's been a frustrating few days. I'll admit it. Not frustrating from a you know, I mean, standard frustration, just the state of our, you know, from a religious, cultural, and political perspective here in the United States, that is constantly frustrating. And it always will be. I'm not saying that that should change. I'm frustrated with what's being done and, more importantly, what's not being done. Folks, we got to stand up and make things happen. I had a meeting yesterday morning with some great patriots. Some of them are going to be guests on the show. Others I'm going to be talking to. We're going to see what we can do to take action. Take action in Arizona. We're about to see what's happening. What happens when, you know, the state legislature failed to get stuff done when it came to voter fraud. Rudy Giuliani and his team failed to get stuff done there when it came to voter fraud. The entire Trump team failed to get stuff done there when it came to voter fraud. Now we finally have citizens standing up, taking action, forcing recalls, making people do what they should do. Audit the vote, audit the ballots, audit the machines, audit the people. If Joe Biden won, we should know. It should be pretty easy. There's a reason why there's such backlash, such hatred towards those who are calling for these audits. Same thing's happening in Florida. I will be talking to two people who are working on audits in Florida. You're like, oh, but wait, but Florida, we won Florida. But here's the thing, and I want you guys to think back to this. Remember, on election night, everybody's looking at Florida. Somebody call Florida. Fox News, call Florida. It's like, we're not quite sure about Florida. Folks, that's, sorry, hate to get conspiratorial. Probably going to get banned on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else just for saying this. But that was part of the plan. They thought they could win Florida by cheating. And they were trying their best to cheat. And the landslide victory by President Trump in Florida was just too much for them to overcome. That's why they did not call it. They were still holding out hope that they could cheat their way to victory there. And when it finally became clear at the end of the night that there was just too big of a landslide for them to overcome, they said, okay, move to plan B. Let's look at, okay, what else we got on the board? We got Arizona, Nevada. We got Georgia, got Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. We're just going to have to find some other path to steal the election for Joe Biden. But they are looking at the audit there, and I'm very hopeful, because if they are able to determine a massive level of voter fraud happened in Florida, who knows what can happen from there? That should hopefully bring about the domino effect. I'm not sitting here selling hope to people. Oh my gosh, just don't wait. Don't worry. It's coming. You know, President Trump will be in the Oval Office any day now. Okay, I'm not here to tell you that. But it could be. Who knows? I mean, people are trying. Patriots are trying, because they're doing stuff. That's why I'm bringing all this stuff up. We can't just sit back and be outraged over what, 700 shoes? I mean, who cares? Talk about how silly it was, how stupid it is, how demonic it is. Rail on it real quick in a tweet or two, or maybe a short article. But don't dedicate a show to it. There's bigger fish to fry than some second-rate rapper who I'd never heard of until seeing him plastered all over every conservative podcast and show and website. Sorry, I know I'm ranting. I should probably stop. Just breathe, calm. Calm yourself down. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode that's hopefully not quite as irate. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless. Uh-huh.